Racers Radio is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to your short track auto racing source. I am Patrick Reynolds, in for regular host Jerry Smith, and thank you for tuning in tonight. Joining us on the line is our special guest, NASCAR Camping World Truck Series driver for GMS Racing and winner of the Daytona NextEra Energy 250, Kaz Grala is with us. How are you tonight, Kaz?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing real good. We're doing real good. Now, how does that sound to you, Daytona winner? So many stock car drivers achieve and dream about that. You've achieved that at such a young age. What's it feel like for a teenager from a short track background to have Daytona champion on his resume?
Well, it's definitely pretty cool. I mean, I'd say Daytona International Speedway is probably the most iconic track in NASCAR, and so I think everybody wants to have a win there. And to tell you the truth, going into the race, I didn't think that I was going to have a shot at the win. I mean, I knew I was going to go up against some pretty stiff competition, guys that have tons of experience on super speedways. Myself, that was my very first super speedway race. So, I mean, I certainly went in optimistic, and I was going to do my best, of course. But realistically, I did not expect that to be an outcome, and we kept ourselves pretty much in the top five all night long, and that's what it took to be in the right position to capitalize on the last lap.
I was down there in Daytona in the media center covering the race, and I think one of your quotes, or I got this close to it anyway, was one of your quotes, "I didn't know what I was doing," and you said that from the table as you gave your winner's interview. Looking back, it's been a couple of weeks. Have you learned or figured out what you did that you can do for the next time on a plate track?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that may have been a little excited exaggeration by myself.
Okay.
I mean, I honestly was kind of a fish out of water out there because I hadn't done it too many times, but I certainly did my homework and studied up as much as possible, and I had an idea of what I had to do out there. It's just putting that into action is much more difficult than just knowing what you have to do. So I kind of spent the first half of the race just getting comfortable, feeling it out there. I think stage one I was fourth, which was very, very good. But the next two stages I ended up moving up a position or two each as I got more comfortable out there. So I definitely feel like I learned a lot in that race. And I think for Talladega later this year, I'll have a pretty decent understanding of what I need to do. I mean, these plate races, they're kind of like a Martinsville race. You can be the fastest truck there or the smartest driver there, and neither of those guarantee you a good position at the end of the race. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen. You could get caught up in the big one with no fault of your own, and it's the same way at Martinsville, which is our next race. So really all you can do is just not make any mistakes yourself and try to put yourself in the best position possible. And we were able to do that 2 weeks ago in Daytona. So hopefully Talladega later this year we'll be able to do the same thing.
Friday night, you're under the lights at Daytona. You're pumping your fists in front of the grandstand. You're in victory lane. You come to the media center. Everything kind of goes by as a whirlwind. You've been a couple weeks removed from that big win. Has it sunken in yet? You said as much as, like, it's going to take a little while for this to sink in. It kind of grasp what I've just done. Has it sunk in yet? Have you grasped what you accomplished that night?
Yeah, I would say that it has as much as it's gonna. I mean, I think you're never fully gonna be able to appreciate the fact that you won at Daytona, because it's just such a massive accomplishment that I think that does take a lot of time to really sink in. But now that I've done the Atlanta race in the truck and business is kind of back to usual, I had a pretty good run there. It was going to be a really good run until 20 laps to go on a restart. Kyle Busch popped a tire, and unfortunately we were right behind him and had nowhere to go and lost some positions. We ended up 15th. But now everything's kind of back to usual. We're doing very well in the point standings. We've got a win, which pretty comfortably will likely put us into the playoffs. So now I guess it's time to just refocus, start learning on some of these tracks I've never been to before, and already start doing some R&D and practice for the playoffs.
Good deal. Your crew chief is Jerry Baxter, who has a lot of experience guiding NASCAR drivers. He's got Michael Waltrip, Trevor Bayne, David Ruderman, Christopher Bell. A lot of good drivers under his belt that he's worked with. What has he taught you so far, so you know, in this early 2017?
Well, I mean, Jerry's just got a lot of wisdom when it comes to these races. He knows how to put an entire race together, and that's the most valuable thing he's been able to give me so far, is just the fact that in order to do well in these races, you have to be there at the end, and you have to make no mistakes and execute properly the whole race until the end, where you can get after it. And I think that's something important if you're going to finish these races well. Of course, having the stages along the way changes things up slightly, but at the end of the day, you have to be smart out there. You have to be somewhat conservative, maybe less conservative rather than cautious. I guess you have to be cautious and just make sure that you don't make any mistakes along the way, because at the end of the day, if you've got a fifth place truck, just go finish fifth with it. Maybe try to get fourth, but don't wreck trying to win with it. That's just not your day. You can hurt yourself a whole lot more than you can help yourself in that kind of a situation.
Experienced words coming from a young man. They say that's one of the toughest things to teach young drivers like yourself, is that distance racing, you know, patience coming off the short tracks. Everything's a shorter distance, and then you could still be fast on these big long races, but getting to the checkered flag is so much of a challenge. Do you think you've taken big steps in that direction so far, from running short tracks and with your truck experience, of that task, getting to the checkered flag? You think you're on your way?
Absolutely. I mean, I've now got 11 truck races under my belt total over the past about a year, I'd say. And I feel like at this point, when I'm getting to the end of these races, I kind of know what I have to do. I know how to get there. It's not foreign to me. I think the hardest thing to do when you're trying to manage a race is still not be completely sure what it's like to run that distance of a race, because if you don't know what it's like, well, how are you going to know how to get there? So I know my first few truck races, it was kind of a little bit like going in blind, like, well, I know I want to do the whole race and I want to do well, but you know, what's going to happen between now and then? It's a long race. Whereas now I've got an idea of how these races play out, what it's like to make it to the end, and so I know what I have to do to get there.
Well, you are coming off a 15th place, but still a lead lap finish at the Atlanta Truck Series race. You talked a little bit about it earlier. You touched on the race and how you wound up in 15th. Could you expand on that a little bit? Tell me about the entire weekend. For instance, how did you unload? How did you guys work through practice with the team, and lead me up to the race?
We unloaded okay. Not where we wanted to be, so we did make some pretty big changes throughout practice, and especially right before qualifying. So my one lap of qualifying, I kind of went in not knowing exactly what the truck was going to be like, because it was different. And we ended up all right in qualifying, not too bad. I was quite happy with it. We made it to the final round of qualifying and wound up 12th. But we were around some very good trucks. I think we were aside of John Hunter Nemechek, who won the Atlanta race last year in the truck. We were right near our teammate Chase Elliott, so I felt like we had some good people to follow and learn off of. And at the end of the day, with us having a win, I'm really doing more learning than, you know, worrying about like we need to win today right now. I can kind of sit back and learn at a comfortable pace and not have to put the truck in any harm along the way. So my first mile and a half, I kind of spent the first half of the race just learning how to drive the track, learning how to race in a mile and a half, getting comfortable with the way the air affects the vehicle there. And about halfway through the race, I found something big and figured it out somewhat, and I picked up a lot of speed. So I think I was back to about 15th place and was able to drive back up to 8th. And then I was going for 7th with quite a big run on that restart with 20 to go when Kyle popped the tire. And honestly, a couple of the guys up front had done some pit strategy and stayed out on older tires, so they, the two of them, fell back. So honestly, I felt like I would have had a legitimate shot at a top five, or at least a top 10, which I would have been stoked about for my first mile and a half. But because of the incident, we did end up 15th, which wasn't bad, but I was much more concerned about how much I learned during the race, and I was pretty satisfied with what I was able to take away. So we'll bring what I learned this weekend and take that to Kansas in a month or two and see what we can do at the next mile and a half.
I don't suppose you'd clue us in on that big thing that you learned, would you?
Well, I mean, really, it's just how to run the corner. I mean, I was overdriving a little bit at certain parts, and to me, since I don't have a lot of laps on this style of track, I didn't exactly know, well, how hard was too hard, and I did find that and kind of backed up a little bit, took it easy, and realized that lap time actually came with that. It's kind of the old saying, you got to be slow to be fast.
Yeah. Tires are always an issue at Atlanta with the surface that it is, the age of the pavement. There is a lot of tire drop-off, a lot of lap time slowdown, a lot of tire wear at that track. Did your team experience any abnormal tire wear, and how were you at managing your tires through a fuel run?
I wouldn't say abnormal tire wear compared to the competition. I think everyone was just experiencing tremendous tire wear. Atlanta, the surface is so abrasive that it just eats tires alive. So they really don't last very long. Even at the start of a run, you don't have a whole lot of grip, and it only gets worse from there. But that makes it really fun to race on, and it makes it very racy in terms of the different lines you can run to run side by side. But honestly, I'd say in a long run, I felt like we got stronger than others around us. So I feel like we may have actually been able to maintain grip longer than most.
What is your feeling about the new stages that NASCAR has implemented in the National Touring Series? You run a couple races, you've had the stages. What's your thoughts on them?
I really like them. I mean, I've watched both Cup races and both Xfinity races so far this year, and from a fan perspective, I thought they were very exciting, action-packed, and the stages kind of help break them up a little bit, make it interesting three times rather than just once at the end. And I feel like I've seen a little bit extra aggression out of some people at various parts of the race in order to put themselves in a good position by the end of the stage. But from my own perspective as a driver in the Truck Series, I think it's pretty interesting. I think it opens up some different opportunities to play strategy and maybe get some extra points. And I really enjoy that. I think it's fun. It makes it interesting. It's different than it has been in the past, and it's kind of cool for a change.
Do you approach the race from the cockpit still looking at the entire distance of the race and the checkered flag, or in your mind are you planning to race to the first stage and then go from there? You know, exactly how important are the stages to you from under the helmet?
Well, I mean, honestly, in the Truck Series, it probably doesn't change a whole lot because the races are short enough and always have been short enough where you kind of just have to get where you can get every lap the whole time, because especially with the aero being so dramatic in these trucks where it's hard to pass. That track position is king, and there's never a time that one position ahead of you doesn't matter. It always matters. Whereas in a Cup race, it's much longer. You have way more time to pace yourself, and those cars can pass much more easily. So I think for those guys, there were times where, all right, car's not handling perfectly this run. Next pit stop, we'll see if we can work on it. But for now, we'll just hang on, make sure we stay in the lead lap, keep whatever position we can, and move on. Whereas now they're thinking, well, we got points on the line coming up in 20 laps. I better figure out how to make my way up there right now.
Yeah.
So I do like what it does in the top series and even Xfinity as well. But for us, it's not a huge change from the caution clock. The main thing is The stages and the caution clock both guarantee restarts. They guarantee some side-by-side action. And I think that's great for spectators and for racers.
Hey, GMS Racing is located in the shops where I believe Ray Emmerham's team was housed years ago. How is that facility for operating a truck team in 2017? That meeting all the needs you got? Excess? Not enough? How's the shop treating you?
Oh, yeah. I'd say the shop there is everything you could possibly want and then some. I mean, GMS has a fantastic organization over there. They've got three buildings. The top one they rent out to TriStar. So if they ever do need to expand into that building, they have it at their disposal. But they've also got an entire building that's nothing but a chassis shop and a fabrication shop. So everything is built and designed in-house, which is a pretty cool thing that GMS Racing does. And then the third shop is, of course, the race shop, which is plenty of room to run 3.5 trucks and one Xfinity car out of. There's plenty of room to move around, to have all the machines and people that they need there. It's quite an unbelievable facility, and I think they seem to be growing. They seem to be trying to grow even more. I think what they have right now for space is perfect for them because it's enough to grow into.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have an experienced teammate as well in Johnny Sauter, who comes from a pure racing family. Same question about Sauter as I asked about Jerry Baxter. What has Johnny Sauter taught you so far this season?
Well, Johnny's taught me things here and there at every track I've been to so far with him, even going back to last year. I mean, I lean pretty heavily on Johnny because we seem to have a similar driving style. We seem to like our trucks to handle the same way. And, of course, with all he's accomplished in the series, it's hard not to want to hear what he has to say each place we go to. So I go and talk to him in between every single practice session, before mm-hmm. qualifying, before the race, and just pick his brain about, you know, his advice, what he's done here in the past, what he's looking for in his truck. And oftentimes I kind of download that information myself and see how I can use it to help my team as well.
You know, on the opposite end of the experience range, you have a talented but a young teammate in Justin Haley. How is it working with someone who has less experience in the trucks than you? Are you able to teach Justin anything with all these experienced guys that have taken you under their wing?
Well, I guess we'll find out. My first race with him as a teammate will be Martinsville. But to tell you the truth, I don't have very many more starts in the truck series than he has. So
okay.
I'm figuring we're both going to be going to Johnny for some help at all of these places. And I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Martinsville, both myself and Justin, have two truck series starts there already. So I think we'll probably be on a pretty even playing field there. But I'm sure when we get to some of these mile and a halfs, we'll be begging Johnny for some advice because those are so new to us.
Next up for the truck series is Martinsville, Virginia. Comes up a few weeks here in April 1st. Do you feel like your past late model experience on the track gives you an advantage, or do you maybe have to unlearn some of the driving styles from the late model in order to transfer those to the truck?
I don't know if I would say unlearn, but I would say that the late model is just so different than the truck there. I'm not sure if there's a whole lot of information that can be used between the two vehicles. I mean, the late model, you're driving in almost to the corner before you're getting on the brakes, and you're only getting on them a little bit. You're cornering really hard because they're pretty light, and then standing on it on exit, whereas the truck, there's a lot more finesse. You're braking early, backing up the corner, rolling forever in the center of the corner, and then rolling to the throttle very easy on exit to make sure you don't spin the tires. So definitely a big difference between the two. Both a lot of fun to drive there and a lot of fun to race, but much different driving style.
Oh, sure. Will we be seeing you in any short track late model races between now and then? You got out of the gate early with Daytona and Atlanta, now a few weeks off. You know, chance to get back to your roots, hop in a late model car at any tracks?
You know, Martinsville is actually my next race. For now, okay, in the year, I think the plan is for me to just focus on the truck series and not run a whole lot of other things. I mean, I did run the Rolex 24 this off season before the season started, And I believe the plan is to run the Snowball Derby after the season finishes at the end of the year. But other than that, so far, all I've got is truck races.
Well, Kaz, we appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. Congratulations on winning at Daytona, and best of luck to you coming up in Martinsville for a few weeks. We appreciate you talking to us. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Great talking to you.
Have a good night. Kaz Grala, everyone, winner of the Daytona NextEra Energy 250 and currently fourth in the NASCAR Truck Series standings. I am Patrick Reynolds, filling in for regular host Jerry Smith, who is undergoing back surgery today. All indications through social media today indicate that the surgery went fine and Jerry will recover nicely and maybe even a better and newer improved model than before. So we extend our prayers and good wishes for a complete and speedy recovery to regular host Jerry Smith. Our STARS military unit of the week is Naval Special Warfare Group 2, based in Louisville, Kentucky. They are an elite special operations SEAL team. We salute you for keeping the United States safe and secure. You have been listening to STARS Radio, your short track auto racing source, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Now stay tuned right here. We are going to take a short break, and then I will return at the bottom of the hour as host of Speedway Report. We will have the weekend's results and tackle racing's hot topics. Thank you for tuning in to STARS Radio. Speedway Report is next. We will be back right after this.